B'tachan for Life, Shir 1233, Tuesday, Parshas Bamidbar. All of the Shirim for today have been generously sponsored anonymously, thanking Hashem for all that He has done and given him, that he knows about and that he doesn't know about, and the ones that he has just learned about in the Wonders for Life Shir for the last 30 years. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezer Hashem send him bracha and atzlacha la'irich yam tevim. We are quoting from the Ramchal that a person that has bitachin, Be'ezer Hashem will see the Yeshua, like the Pasuk says. And then the Ramchal hints over here something which is important to keep in mind. V'imeinai ba'ilam hazeh, even if a person, chas v'shalom, does not see the Yeshua because he did not have what we call 100% betachon, like we explained. And we have to reiterate that for most Yeshuas, you do not need 100% betachon. But there is always that possibility that the gzeir rachmana litzlan is so strong that in order to remove it, you have to have 100% betachon. And the person did not have enough bitachon. The Ramchal says, even if chas v'shalom, a person did not see the Yeshua that he anticipated, and it happens, a person can get very frustrated and very upset. But sometimes it happens. Like we said, in order to be guaranteed a Yeshua, you have to have 100% bitachon, which is very difficult to attain. And like we elaborated on, 100% betachon means you would be as shocked if you did not see the Yeshua as if the sun didn't rise in the morning, which is realistically probably impossible for the regular person to attain. However, every level of betachon can bring Yeshuas. And generally speaking, betachon brings Yeshuas even if it's not 100%, even if it's not even close to 100%. A person works on their betachon will Be'ezer Hashem see Yeshuas. That's what the Ramchal begins with. Ki ani Hashem asher lo yevayishu koivai. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, my koivai, my hopers, the people that hope for me, the people that have tikva, will not be embarrassed. But the Ramchal is telling us that there is a possibility that a person will not see the Yeshua, like we said, because he doesn't have 100% betachon. Still, Olam Haba, he will have these brachas. What it means, we don't know. But a person that has tikva is on a different pedestal in Olam Haba. He's going to elaborate on a little bit further. Now, even though practically speaking, for a person who's suffering, it's difficult for them to envision this and think about Olam Haba, we should focus on the first half. The Rebbeinu Shlom tells us, rely on me. Lo yevayishu kaivai. We should just work on hoping for Hashem's Yeshua. The Ramchal is telling us that if, chas v'shalom, something happens that a person will not be zeicha to the Yeshua that he's hoping for, he will still have some sort of Yeshua in Olam Haba. And that's important to keep in mind. We are trying to see the Yeshua in Olam Hazeh, in the area that we want, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will see the Yeshua. However, a person should realize that betachon never goes to waste. And even if, chas v'shalom, he did not see the Yeshua in Olam Hazeh, he will receive bracha, whatever that bracha is, in Olam Habah.